You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler, spending time with the author and historian Molly Beer of Angelica, New York. Angelica Schuyler Carter and her children and her husband set sail for Europe following the agreement that there will be a peace treaty between the United Kingdom, King George III and his court, and the founders of the United States of America. It so happens that our heroine, Angelica, arrives in Paris at the same time the negotiators for the peace treaty, the Peace of Paris 1783, are finishing their work under a strange sky, lots of clouds and overcast. What is it, Molly, that they sail with that summer, and what does it do to the economy of continental Europe and America?
Yes. So when they make their Atlantic crossing after the war has resolved, you expect bright skies, but instead they get these like blood red sunsets and their sunrises and sunsets and this, like, they call it a dry haze. It turns out that it's an Icelandic volcano that is erupting, but it is going to cause acid rain and weather changes over Europe that will reduce harvests and stunt crops and result, and contribute to the French Revolution when it gets started.
They've gone to Paris for business reasons, because John Carter suddenly becomes John Church. What's happened? How did this happen, Molly?
So the reason they go to Paris, one of the reasons is because John Carter has been, and they go with Jeremiah Wadsworth, who's his business partner, and they have been supplying the French army. And they have actually, by the end of the war, were lending money to the French army so that they could continue their operations in North America. And they had French bills of exchange they wanted to cash in. So they go to France to get paid, basically. And when the treaty is signed, ending the Revolutionary War, part of that treaty is an amnesty for people who have fought in the war. So you're no longer a traitor to the crown. And John Carter takes this opportunity to make a quick trip across the channel to England, where he has this money that he's earned from the French, and he's able to pay off past debts and reconcile with his family. And when he returns to Paris, he has a new name. He is John Barker Church. He is restored to his family, and he has news for Angelica. He has gotten her a house in London. So the new American is going to go to England.
Right. The good news is you've got a house on Sackville Street off Piccadilly. The other good news is I've got a mother you've got to meet. So
7 years of marriage and 4 children.
Angelica faces down the British Army and the British Navy, the best in the world, but now she's got to meet a mother-in-law she never knew existed. Do we believe that? Angelica's a thoroughgoing person. Do we believe that she never asked questions?
I'm sure she asked questions, but you know, how much do you believe till you actually, you know, stand in the presence of? So how much she knew of John Carter's past when she agreed to marry him, and whether she knew it and whether she could actually verify it are also very different. There's no way to substantiate it. So even if he had told her the truth, she can't have known it for sure. But yeah, 4 children and 7 years of marriage. And then she meets her mother-in-law.
Her mother-in-law is a ferocious person, a risk taker. However, John Barker Church, I focus on him because he comes across And you're telling, and Angelica's non-reference to him, as the 21st century to me. He's a man who takes, he has a high risk tolerance.
Oh, yeah. He's a gambler for sure.
And he backs ships that go to sea knowing that one in 10 don't make it.
Well, that's no more brave than captaining those ships.
I understand, but I liked him, and at the same time, I became suspicious. If this had been a novel, I'd think something bad's going to happen. However, I hold back because we're watching Angelica in London. She's taken by John Church to London, and he finds her an address in Mayfair, which means that right away he's entering the gentry, not aristocrats, but he's the gentry, because Mayfair is dominated by tradesmen, doctors, professionals, and a man of business. And there again, this is the transition that's going on. Dutch to English, English to American for Angelica. And for John Carter, it's English to American, back to a man of business, making business with the French and the English. So both parts of the couple are going through this transformation that we would recognize. Does Angelica reflect upon how things are changing profoundly for her, what she assumed was going to be her life? Does she write about that?
She writes a lot about missing the United States. You know, she's definitely heartsick to be, you know, she's just been part of this war to bring about independence for her country. And she's been extremely patriotic throughout in everything she has written. And now being part of the French army was part of that. And she certainly celebrates the French and has been safeguarding their alliance and will continue to do so going forward. But, you know, to be an American, because she will always be thought of as an American. Her husband is English, but she is not. To be an American and so clearly a patriot in British society, really the year the war has ended, it was a challenging space to be in. But I think she takes ownership of that. And she has been someone who has always sort of stepped into the space between the Dutch and the English as a child going to live with the governor, or between the French and the New Englanders, who maybe are going to have some culture clash. You know, Angelica is someone who has constantly put herself in the middle. And I think in England, that's what she does. She lives in this very elegant neighborhood, and she comes as a very prominent American woman. She's the daughter of General Schuyler. Everyone knows him. Regardless of what's happened to his reputation in the United States, in England, he is known as one of the foremost generals. So she comes in that role. And I think in English society, she is the woman who must be taken seriously as an American. Peace has been made. She needs to be invited to the parties, too.
She is invited to parties, and she invites dinner guests to her. Let me go through the list if I have it correctly. The Adams show up. Abigail isn't entirely charmed by Angelica, but Abigail had opinions. All right, the Jays show up. Certainly, the Jays. Governor Morris is there. Robert Morris is one of the partners in Philadelphia. Robert Morris. And then there's Lafayette, whom she knows since the war. Rochambeau, she knows since the war. Lafayette's the young one. What do Angelica and Lafayette talk about? What is of interest to both of them?
Yes. So Angelica first meets Lafayette. He's brought, you know, in January of 1779, he sails back to France. He's been fighting in the American army, and now he has decided that he would be more useful if he went and brought more French troops than just fought his one person self. So he's in Boston. He's been ill. He's there with a doctor who happens to be Angelica's uncle. And I think they have a really good time. The uncle prescribes lots of wine. So I think Angelica helps him with that. And he talks about howlowing in Boston. And then when he returns to the U.S. From France with the news that General Rochambeau's army will follow him, this is, you know, his friendship with Angelica is surely what, you know, puts John Carter, who doesn't have much of a reputation, in position to be the supplier to that army. And then later in France, you know, their friendship is, they're very close. I mean, Lafayette and Alexander Hamilton were close. And when she's in France, they're spending time, you know, he runs practically from the deathbed of a friend to see her. And she influences him. There's a letter he writes to Wadsworth where he talks about how it becomes an American soldier to be, I'm paraphrasing badly, but it becomes an American soldier to forgive his enemies or something, because he's just met with William Pitt at his house and he can't believe he's just sat down for dinner with the prime minister, you know, of England, and as if they were friends. But this is Angelica's influence on them, that, you know, making peace is as important as making war.
Yes, we don't mean to leave out the English, but there's so many personalities that are written in stone for this period that Angelica either entertains or is entertained by Pitt and Fox. And as far as I know, they live very close to the king and queen. And so what we're looking at here is a woman who's extremely well-informed. Her newsletter, if she'd had one, included all the major names of the revolutionary period on both sides of the Atlantic, including, you note that she's friends with Lafayette. Well, Angelica didn't know, but ahead is the 89. And the 89 will introduce her to the French revolutionaries. Detail about the house on Sackville Street. She entertained. She has four children. I think she's still continuing to have children. Was she regarded in London circles at this time as an unusually well-educated and sophisticated woman? Did they regard her that way?
I think that the women she surrounded herself with in London were the same. And so I'm thinking of her American friends like Margaret Kemble Gage, who she gives a party. This is Thomas Gage's wife, who's her cousin. She gives a party for one of her daughters. So she's, you know, not just patriots, but loyal, you know, British soldiers, their families. She's friends with them, was also someone who is extremely well educated. She's friends with Maria Causeway, who is just considered this, you know, goddess of the Enlightenment with her education and her talents as a musician, as a composer, as an artist. You know, she just joins that. In England, you have women, educated women. There's this movement for more women to be educated while she's there. You know, Mary Wollstonecraft is publishing and other women are publishing, Catherine Macaulay and so forth. The Blue Stocking movement is underway, and she's just swept up as part of that. So I think she's not an oddity in quite the same way as she had been, say, in Boston.
The summer of 89, John, a man named Jack Trumbull. When we come back, I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.